When the stock of last year, they made 2 extra months to be mullahs. So last year, instead of making 6 and 6, last year was 9 mullahs and only 3 chassas. Therefore, this year now, if he made the opposite, this year he made 9 chassas and 3 mullahs, he equaled out. Therefore, came out the end of this year with the right cheshbon. So that's what happened. So komlei beduchte, this year came out the Rosh Hashanah the right time. That's what he said. Omalei said back to Menach Nami, very good. Now you saw Kain Hever, he answered very good, he answered the right way. Rashi said, now you saw means Sha'at Meir Ein Chachamim, you'll be Meir the Ein Chachamim. Yeah, we'll soon start the next Mishnah. We'll start soon the next Mishnah, Ein Poichsin. So since he had 3 extra ones last year, it's good why this year he made the Cheshbon. So he says, Omalei, now you saw Kain Hever, you take it right. Yeah. So Mishnah says, "What you ain't peichsin may eskrim v'yachas tkiyas v'migdish." They never had less than 21 tkiyas that they blew the tkiyas in the base of migdish. Never less than 21 days they had to use the tkiyas in the base of migdish. V'loy masifin ala bo shmeina. They never had more than 48 days. Rashi said this Gemara. Sukkah talks about this by Chalil when exactly they used to blow the tkiyas in the base of migdish. They never had less than 21, never more than 48. Yeah. Now, Ein Perchsim Mishnei Chalilim, they always had at least 2 harps in the base of Migdash. Le Mishifun Ashnei Masa never had more than 12. Le Mishifun Ashnei Masa. Over Shnei Masa Yoyim Bashana, and there are 12 days of the year, HaChalil Makal Afnei Mizbeach, that they used to use the harp, used to play the harp in front of the Mizbeach. And one of these 12 times of the year, I think I skipped some. Ein Perchsim was, Ein Perchsim Mishnei Nevolim, Ein Perchsim Mishnei Nevolim, we don't have less, I said, than 2 harps, right, V'loi Mesif and Ashisha, you don't have more than 6. Now, Ein Perchsim Mishnei Chalim, you don't have less than 2 flutes, you don't have more than 12 flutes. There were 12 days of the year, Bashana Chalil the flute, Makal Fem Mizbech, used to play the flute in front of the Mizbech. So Ashi said, Lashon of Maka means, showing the cover of the Chalil, they were like holes on the Chalil and the flute. Or Maka, that's both, they pressed down with the hands, our neck on the holes. Lahana Mithakal, to make the voice sound nice. So one of these 12 days, used to play the flute by the Mizbech. Veshchitas Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach Rishon, Veshchitas Pesach Sheni, which used to be in the Korban Pesach Sheni, V'Yom Tov Rishon Shapes on the first day of Pesach, V'Yom Tov Shavuot on Shavuos, V'Shmoneh Yemei Chag, V'Yet Ezer Chag. These are 12 days of the year that they used to play the flute in the Beis Hamikdash. The V'Lohoye Makir Be'Oviv Shanachoshes. Rashi says Oviv, that's also a flute. Ha'inu Chalil Gemara Forish Lo. So they did not use a flute made out of Nachoshes, made out of copper, but rather was made out of Elabiyav Shakona, was made out of reed, a pipe of reed, that's where they made this flute from. According to this way, the voice would be more sweeter. It's a sweeter voice if the flute is made out of a reed. Flohoya Mechalik Elabiyaviv Yechidi, Vneshu Mechalik Yofa. Rashi, Flohoya Mechalik means they weren't assigned, they didn't end off with all 12 flutes. Elabiyavichi, only one flute ended off. Kishoyi Magil Lissim Anim, at the end of the notes, they ended off with one, and that would be much sweeter. Slohoyi Machavirin end off, Elabiyavichi, with one flute, of the Yeshu Machalak Yof, that makes a nice ending. The Yavde Kanam Hoyu, who were these people blowing the flutes? They were the Avodim of the Kanam. Tivu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Emino, Mishpochos, based Pegorim, or based Tifora. It were these two families. From their families used to blow the flutes, and Miyamuyas, that's where they lived in this place, Miyamur, that's where they lived. Now, Hoyo Mesim Lakuna, the people used to marry these people, according to this Pshat, they were regular Yisraelim, and they used to marry them, held the Mishpach was Miyuchesef, that the Kohanim would marry their children. That's called Hoyo Mesim Lakuna. People would marry their children Lakuna. And the Chaninim ben Antignus Simon Levim Hoyo, it was Levim that was playing the flutes, not a Mishpachas Yisrael. Yeah. That's a shallow thing if you're Maila Miduchnen Luyuchsin or not. According to the Tanakhama here, where Mal, these people who were the regular Yisraelim, he held we can marry, the Kanam could marry them, because he held where Mala me yuchsin, me duchnin, yet lo yuchsin. And this also had to do with the duchnin, he used to go up there and blow, b'shachte with duchnin. Now the Gemara says, Mathnitz knows that Mishnah go like Mathnitz and let Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The time of learning like this, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha poiches lo yitchus misheva. That you never have less than 7 times they blow the shofar or in the base of kiyas in the base of midish. For Yamosef, the most dead, La Yosef al Shishos, so 16. And now Mishnah calls it 21 or 48. And so Morris says, the Michael Wasser, Michael Michael, and Fagin, we look the same thing. So if you do Savar, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, Chodhi. That's called one set. Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya is called one set. So if you do calls it 7, and now Mishnah calls it 21, called each one separately. For Rabbanan Savri, no, Tkiya, Lechod, Trua, Lechod, Tkiya, Lechod. The Rabbanan, well, each one's called a separate mitzvah by itself. So according to Rabbanan Taka, there are 21 mitzvahs. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only 7 mitzvahs. So my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? See what the Pasuk says, U'tekatem Trua, you should blow a Trua. Mashma should blow the Trua. Or see another Pasuk says, Trua Yitoko, that no, the Trua is called Yitoko. Lechem Shmamina, that Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. It's Chodi, it's all one thing. That you start out with a tkiya, then you go to trua, then you're enough for a tkiya. So the pasuk calls it one thing, it's all one mitzvah. These three things together is one mitzvah. The Rabbanan holds no, who the pshut just comes to teach us from these two. The reason why I change it around, one time it calls it tkiya, you blow the trua, and one time it says the trua blows the tkiya. The reason why it changes it around, for Rabbanan, who the pshut lefneh, pshut leachreh, who the yasa, just to come to teach us. That even though the ikur is the true in between, but still you need a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards. Now, for Rabbanim, my time, what's the reason Rabbanim? Why do they say each one is called the mitzvah by itself? The chesiv it says, Ovahaki lesakal titoku, for light to real. When you gather them together, you should just blow, make a tkiya, but do not make a trua. Now, vi sagadifka, tell me you think, vi sagadaitach, tkiya, trua, tkiya, chodi, you saw one big mitzvah. Is Omer Rachmona of it part of the mitzvah? How can the Torah here say just make a tkiya without a trua is like half of a mitzvah? So you see, that's Rabbanan are not familiar yet. It's possible to divide it up in half, like each one's a mitzvah by itself. See, when the pasuk says to blow the shofar to gather them together, it's you can blow one, you don't have to blow all three together. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do? Yehuda holds here, it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds simna biyamru. It was only a symbol, just a sign that we should gather together, but it wasn't really a mitzvah to blow right now. Therefore, since it wasn't really a mitzvah, therefore we could blow only one. Then the Chanami, Rabbi Yehuda Shittri is, three of them is one mitzvah. So he calls the Cheshbon 7, and now Mishnah calls each one a separate mitzvah, we have 21. Samar says, Kamana who's the goal like Kod Yomar of Kana, Ein Bein Tkiya Latrua, there's no difference between a Tkiya and a Trua, Vleklum, means you can't wait in between the other one at all. The Chur Kamana goes to Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That he holds all three is one mitzvah. So you can't wait at all between the Tkiya, true and Tkiya. There can't be any waiting in between. It has to be straight, one after another. Because it's considered one big mitzvah. So when I says Pshit, of course, someone says no. The Chiddush is, Matatem, I would have thought to say, maybe this even goes according to Rabbanan Shita, if you look at Rabbanan, that even though they hold each one's a mitzvah by itself, it still goes back to Rabbanan. So why does it have to be together? Or la fulke mit Rabbi Yochanan, just come and tell, from the Rabbi Yochanan Shita, the yom that he holds, Shoma Tisha Tkiya, so somebody here is 9 Tkiya, so much Shana. But Tisha Shoyis, in 9 different hours. In every hour, he only has 1 Tkiya. Tkiya, true Tkiya. The yom Yotza. That's Rabbi Yochanan, still Yotza. So maybe Kamashman over here, that you're not Yotza. According to Rabbanan, maybe it doesn't have to be mamish together. But just it can't be spread out so much, that's no good. But maybe even according to Rabbanan, each one's a mitzvah by itself, it just can't be spread out an hour apart. But maybe it could be done together, a little bit apart. So Mora says, maybe that's what the bright stock means. Maybe it's going according to Rabbanan Shita. So Mora says, no, I'm Cain, my v'loi klum, what's the lashon, not yotzer at all. The lashon of v'loi klum is mashmi, not yotzer at all, meaning, Rashi says, v'loi klum, mashmi, kla layasi, can't divide it all in between. So mashmi has to go 1, 2, 3. But you have to blow a tkiya or true a tkiya one right after another. So That only comes agur according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that all three is one mitzvah. According to the Rabbanan, that each one's a mitzvah by itself, the churit shouldn't make enough gemino if you blow one now and one a little bit later, as long as you don't have a big hefsek in between. But Eretz Mashmi can't wait at all in between, therefore goes better according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Then the Mishnah says, Shnei Masa Yoyim Bashon Amakam Chlol, 12 days a year, they used to have the flute blowing by the Beis Hamikdash. Mai Shnahani, why are these 12 days special? Hayo V'yocha Gomer V'emes Halo. Because these 12 days, even the Yocha would say the whole Halo. So therefore, they used to blow the flute there also. The Yom Rav Yechon, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yetzadik, Shemoy Nasa Yom, there are 18 days of the year, Shayocha Gomer V'emes Halo, that the Yocha finishes the Halo. Shemoyin either them is Yimei Achad through Sukkis, or Shemoyin Yimei Chanukah. Oh, that's not our cheshbon of blowing the shofar. We don't blow the shofar on Chanukah, but we finish to say the whole hallel on Chanukah because of the nace. The Yom Tov Rishon Shabbos, the first day of Pesach, we say the whole hallel. The Yom Tov Shavuot on Shavuot, we say the whole hallel. Now, so that's how you have the 21 days. Uvagoyla in Chutz Loretz, it's as from the that's how you have 18 days before. Now, Uvagoyla in Chutz Loretz, it's as from the Yechud. It's a 21 days. Tishim Yechag, 9 days of Sukkot, 9 days of Sukkot. Shemoni Mechanika, Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Pesach, or Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Atzeres. Yeah. So our core point of the Gaya to us is the 12 days that we say Halol, that means besides the 8 days of Hanukkah. The other 12 days, on those days when they bring the Kabbalah for that day, they used to also blow with the flute also then. So verse says, Maishna Akam Bechag, the Aminim Kol Yoyma, Akam at Sukkot, we say every day of Sukkot, we say Kant Halol. Or Maishna the Pesach, Lermin, Akam at Pesach, we don't say every day. We only say just the first day. Or Chustar's the first 2 days. So the Gemara says, because Kol Yoyma Bechag, Chalukim Bechavan Haseim. Every day of Sukkot has a different amount, a different type of Kabbonis. The Pori Yechag changes every day. See if every day has to have Gant Halol. But the Pesach in Chlukum B'Kavan Hasayim, Pesach, the same carbon you bring the first day, you bring the second, third, fourth day. So there's no difference in the carbonus. Therefore, we don't say Gantz Halal the other days of Pesach. Other places was to say that since the end of the end of the Pesach was by the Kriyas Yamsuf when the Mitzrayim died. So therefore, they didn't say Halal then. So if we don't say Halal either then, alright. Having more say now, because there's no chiluk korban asayim, that's why you don't say gant halal all the days of Pesach. So we ask the question: if so, Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, the chiluk of korban asayim, like Shabbos is different than the day before, you have musaf on Shabbos. So why don't we say gant halal on Shabbos? So we ask: there's no liikri mayid. Shabbos is not called a mayid. We only say halal when it's called a mayid. For the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, liikri mayid, Rosh Chodesh is called a mayid. Leinu, we should say gant halal on Rosh Chodesh. Someone says, no, le'iktish b'yasiyas m'locha. That also to do m'locha on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, we don't have to say Gantz Halal. The Pesach says, ha'shir yu lechem kolu l'skadish. When do you say the shir? When it's kule kodesh. Means, chag le'ele means ha'makudish lechag toin shira. Something that's also to do m'locha, then you have to say Gantz Halal. But v'shein ha'makudish lechag is not also like to do siyas m'locha. Ha'makudish lechag, they name toin shira, then you don't have to say Gantz Halal. For the Gemara, that's why in Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh we don't say Gantz Halal, even though it's called a Mayid, but it's not also Vasiyas Malacha. For the Gemara, still Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, the Yikrim are all called a Mayid. For Yikrish Vasiyas Malacha, that's the Malacha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Lame, why don't we say? The Gemara, Mishun Rabavua, the Yom Rabavua, Amu Machas of Machas Shas Nefekash Baruch Hu, we better show them. If the Marin Yisrael Mishul of Fanechad Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, how come Klal Yisrael does not say on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah Halal? On Malem, so they said back clear, Hashem said back, Efsha Melech Yeshua Kisei Adin, because Baruch was sitting on his Kisei of Din, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum Fanechad, open up, Yisrael Yom Shira, like the Zman Adin, it's Zman Yira, it's not a time to sing to say Shira, Lefonai. So that's why we don't say Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. For the Gemara, Ivor Chanukah, how come we say Gantz Halel all 8 days of Chanukah? To Leihoch of Leihoch, Chanukah is not also a Yisrael Melach, it's not called a Mayid, and it doesn't have different Kabbonis. So how come we say Gantz Halel? The Marin says, Okama, why? Mishum Nisa. Of the Nes, the Pirsa Menes of Chanukah, that's Mechaibi to say Gantz Halel. For the Gemara, so Purim, Dika Nisa, Leim, how come a Purim we don't say Gantz Halel? Since the Nes of Purim happened in Chutz La'aretz and Pras, we don't say Shiva. Maskablor of Nachman by Yitzchak or Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nes of Chutz La'aretz also was a Nes happened in Chutz La'aretz. So, for a minute, when we do say Hallel, Katani we learned, Asher Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, the answer is like this. Katani's answer, Asher Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, before Christ, I want to tell Yisrael, Chukshu Kolarot of Lame Shiva and Echnami. And this happened even outside Eretz Yisrael, no matter where it happened to Christ, or they would say Shiva. So the Shach Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't come into Eretz Yisrael yet. We say Gans Hallel on the first day of Pesach. But Mishnichnus Loras, once we came into Eretz Yisrael already, and then Lehukshu Kolarot of Lame Shiva. And all the other lands, we do not say Shiva for them, only a Nes that happened in Eretz Yisrael. So by Purim time, since we came into Eretz Yisrael already, and Purim was a Nes that happened in Chutz La'aretz, therefore we do not say Hallel on Purim. That's one teretz. Rav Nachman Amanok, Shri Yosu Zui Halila, that when we read the Megillah on Purim, by saying, speaking about the Nes, that's good for the Hallel, we're praising Hashem. Rav Amalai, there's another answer. Bishleim Hossam Halilu Avdi Hashem Lo Yavdi Parim. By Yitzias Mitzrayim to Messias, we stop being slaves to Parim, and we came to be a slave to Hashem, so that we therefore we say Hallel. But Hocho Halilu Avdi Hashem Lo Yavdi Achashverosh, is it true to say that we're not Avdi Achashverosh, like even after the Nes of Purim, our copy Avdi Achashverosh now, we're still in Golis, we don't have back the Melech Yisrael yet, we're still under the Shibra of the other Goyim, so therefore we can't say Gans Hallel. We don't say Hallel on Purim. For the Mole Rav Nachman the Yoma, Kriyasi Zuilili, he says no, that the fact that we lain the Megillah, that's called Hallel. Ah, Yotani, we learn Mishenichnus Loretz, the Yorkshire Kolarotz of Lame Mashira, so the Chura, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, we should not say Shira on the Mess that happened in Chutz La'aretz. So why does he say, really, Purim, we do say Hallel in the Megillah, what's the purpose? Where it's a Nes in Chutz La'aretz. He'll hold, Kivan Shigolu, since they went into Golus Klai Yisrael, Chozla Tanarishan. Yes, now they're allowed to. Since they went into Golus Echonami, they would be allowed to say Shira. Yes, only when they're in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't say Shira for Nes that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. But once they came into, once they, Golus, they went out of Eretz Yisrael, then they could say Hallel, even for Nes that happened outside. Therefore, he holds really on Purim, you do have to say Hallel. Just the Pshat is, Rabbanu Masakin, the Kriya of the Megillah itself, that takes the place of Hallel. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.